about being at the Sixers home opener ringing the bell tonight?
Well, I know I'm not going to hit it as hard as I can because when you hit it hard, you know, that little ringing, you know, you really got to hold on to it, and I don't want to drop it. So, but it's always fun, man. It's always fun to be able to, you know, go into somewhere else, another arena, and, you know, be a part of what's going on there. So I'm just always, you know, thankful for the opportunities.
I knew you're a basketball fan. What do you think about all the Sixers young talent?
Oh, man, you know, it's good when you got young boys out there running around. You know, all this is about just gaining that chemistry and just gaining that trust of one another, and hopefully they play for a long time together.
Roddy McLeod said you gave him some pointers on how to ring the bell. What did you tell him?
I told him, just don't hit it hard as you can. They're going to try to pimp you to kind of hit it hard, but, man, I'm telling you, it's just the vibrations. You really got to hold it, and it almost messed my wrist up a little bit. So it's like, all right, I'm a chill out because I got a game on Monday.
Speaking of that game, they're a different team than you guys. You guys are a different team. They're a different team from week one. Do you start from scratch preparing for them? Or do you take anything from that, or is it –
I think it's because of the personnel that's in there. They running back, Kelly, has been out. And then you got a couple of different running backs. You got 25 who's not an inside rusher. I mean, runner. And, you know, he's more outside, but they do try to, you know, keep it honest. But I think with Kelly being out, you got, Perrine? I forgot his name, the running back. P-Ron. Yeah. Everybody said different. My coach been saying it so different. But all I know is, you know, it's just all about their personnel. If he's back, it's similar to the first game. But, you know, we planning for both, you know, both ways. And I think with the game plan we have is just trusting one another and just going out there and execute.
Is this the time of the year when good teams start to separate a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this the second part of the long season. I mean, we got the first half down. Now it's like, you know, here go the – you know, the middle part, and then you got the last part at the end. And so we kind of in the middle right now. So every week is a big week, you know, because most of the time I've been here, some games come back to haunt you early on. So you want to try to take care of people every week.
Brandon, the D-backs are saying, some of them are saying that the reason that they think it's going to be tougher the second time around is because Washington runs the ball better now. Have you seen the same thing with that?
Yeah, I see. I mean, you know, they play some good teams, you know, and you kind of get a gauge off where they are as far as, you know, who they play. And they played some good teams, and they, you know, they beat the Raiders, who I think is a really good team, talented team. And I think, you know, they was in there with the Chiefs just like we were and lost that game. But I think those guys, just like our first game, we was in it to the end. And then, you know, we kind of pulled away in the end. But I think you just can't go into no week, you know, downplaying nobody. It's any given Sunday, and everybody's going to give us our best shot now that we got a target on our back.